And in the beginning, when we come to the Lord, the most important thing, as I said, is to be absolutely sure that Christ has accepted you. There must be not any doubt in your mind about that. And the great verse I've always shared with people is the verse that helped me when I was sure, when I was unsure of my salvation. And for anybody here, any child or anyone who's not sure of your salvation, and you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, I want to give you this verse, which I always give to people. John chapter 6 and verse 37. Please remember it all your life. Jesus said, "He, the one who comes to me, I'll never cast out." A simple word. The one, the last part of verse 37, John 6, 37, the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out. And I want to say to all of you, new believers, young children, if you came to Jesus in a very simple way and you asked the Lord Jesus to come into your heart, you can be 100% sure that He did not say no. He has received you, and you must believe that. And as you believe it, it'll become more and more real in your life. The presence of Christ did not become very real in my life the day I believed it. But I believed it. I said, "Lord, I don't feel anything, but I believe you did not cast me out." So if you hang on to that word, because it is God's word, you'll find over a period of time, the presence of Christ becomes more and more real to you. And I believe this is the mark of spiritual growth, that the presence of Christ becomes more and more real to us as time goes on. In the beginning, it's not so clear. We have to just believe the Lord's word is true. We live more on the assurance of His word, and His word is true, and you won't be disappointed. But as I've grown in my own Christian life, I've discovered that it's not just the word. Beyond the word, the purpose of the word is to bring us into God's presence. And to be assured of His presence all the time is the way to be kept from sinning. Because the first step is to be forgiven of our sin. And the next step is to be freed from sin. So all of you who are sure that your sins are forgiven, that Christ died for you and your sins are forgiven, you must not stop there. You shouldn't be spending 20 years just having your sins forgiven, sinning and being forgiven and sinning being forgiven. That's how a lot of Christians live. And many churches, they just encourage that, because they never press on to allow the Holy Spirit to make them more and more like Christ, which is to overcome. So all of you who have received Christ and you're sure Christ has come into your heart, you must seek to press on to overcome. And just like in a school, you study one subject and you do learn a little more in mathematics the next grade, and the next more grade you study more in mathematics, and it's exciting. It must be exactly like that in your Christian life. You must not remain at the same level. Like always, I know addition and subtraction. I know addition and subtraction. 10 years after being in school, if all you know is addition and subtraction, I say either it's a pretty poor school or you're not taking your studies seriously. And so anyone who's like that, either he's in a pathetic church, useless church, I would say, or you're not taking God's word seriously. So we must progress and not just live. We need forgiveness of sins till the end of our life. Because you may slip up any time. It's like saying, even after you learn to walk in about one year, most people in 1 year or a year and 2 months, they learn how to walk. They're pretty steady on their feet. But even if you're a grown-up man, you can trip outside today. Falling can happen any time. But then you pick yourself up. You've learned to walk. So even though you learn to walk, you may fall. So even a Christian who has learned to overcome sin may at some time slip and fall. But then he gets up immediately. So that's another thing we must learn, that as soon as you fall, you must get up immediately. That's what you do in the world. If you trip on the road, you don't wait. You pick up immediately. A baby, when he falls, sits and cries and waits for somebody else to pick it up. But grown-up people don't lie down there and cry. They get up. And it must be that in a Christian life. As soon as you recognize you're slipped up, maybe in your thoughts, and there's so much opportunity to slip up nowadays in our thoughts, especially if you go to the internet. The easiest way to slip up is go frequently to the internet and you'll slip up. You've got to be very careful in unnecessarily going to the internet for things that don't concern you, because you'll just open yourself to temptation. Jesus told us to pray, lead us not into temptation. Don't go into internet sites, will lead you into temptation. You go to that site and say, Lord, lead me not into temptation. You're jumping into temptation. Then if you fall, you've got yourself to blame. And I'll tell you, you keep falling like that in some of these internet sites, after a while, it'll be almost impossible. Not impossible, but almost impossible for you to be free from sin, and you're bound for hell. I've got to tell you that. You're on your way to hell because you can't play the fool with sin and expect God to just overlook it all when you come to the end of your life. Especially if you come to a church where you heard about sin. I've told people when I was in CFC Bangalore, I mean, if you're not serious about giving up sin, I say, don't come to this church. Because you'll increase your judgment. You're hearing so much, and you don't bother about it. It's serious. So, if anybody sitting here, and it's possible there are people sitting here like this, who are taking some sinful habit in your life lightly, please listen to my word today. It is serious. Just like you'd avoid taking drugs, you know, these harmful drugs, which cocaine and fentanyl and all, you start taking that, you're going to ruin yourself. Even if it gives you a little kick at that time, little pleasure. Sin is like that. Sin is like getting a kick out of some drug. You get a little pleasure for a time. And then what happens? You see all these people who are drug addicts who are lying on the streets of San Francisco, and other people who take their lives and lose their jobs and go through all types of things. Spiritually, that's what happens to a lot of people when they play the fool with sin. You've got to be very, very, very careful. I have to give you that warning, because it's possible for us to hear and then take some things lightly. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Yeah, have you read that verse? Let me show you. There are some strong warnings in Scripture, and I want to show you some of them. Let me show you one of them. In Hebrews and chapter 12, there's a warning given here saying, Hebrews 12 verse 25, don't refuse the one who's speaking from heaven. Because those who refused when God spoke to them on earth, that's the Old Testament people, if they were punished, how much less will you escape if you turn away from him who warns from heaven? This is written to believers. And it says, in that time when Moses spoke to the Old Testament people, his voice shook the earth. And now he says, I'm not only going to shake the earth, but heaven also. So we are getting a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Verse 28, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we offer God an acceptable service with reverence and fear. Awe means a tremendous respect for God, that we are hesitant to do or say anything that will hurt him. Because our God is a consuming fire. Was that written to people who go to hell? No. Our God is a consuming fire is written in Hebrews to believers.